Well, tonight I want to declare to you that God wants you well. Isn't that good news? You know, I've searched the scripture. I've read books on healing. I've listened to messages on healing, many, many messages on healing. And that I can come to no other conclusion that God wants you to be well. You know, my search began back in June of 2009, the first time I was diagnosed with cancer. You know, and when that happened, you know, I really didn't know for sure if it was always God's will to heal. Because, you know, true faith can only rest in the known will of God. I couldn't have faith to believe if I didn't really know it was God's will. So my search began. And, you know, because I had to know what the Bible had to say for myself, not what somebody else said it said or that it didn't say, but I had to know what it said for myself and to get that truth down into my heart so that I could know for sure that God wanted me to be well. I tell you, the Bible has much to say about healing, and I still have a whole lot left to learn. But John 8:31 tells us, Jesus said to those, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him. And I like to say that Jesus said to you tonight who believe in him. This is what he's saying to you tonight. He says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, if you abide in God's word and get it down in your heart, it just makes you free. It makes you free on the inside. When you discover, if you're sick and you discover that God wants you well, that sets you free. That sets you free. I tell you, the more truth you learn from the word of God, the freer you will be. You may think you're free, but you don't know anything much about the word of God. You can study it for a lifetime and just know a little of it. But the more you study the word of God, the more that you learn about it, the freer you will be on the inside. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You see, as you hear God's word, as you hear it through preaching and teaching, as you hear God's word, as you read it for yourself, as you hear God's word through reading good books about the scripture, you will become freer and freer on the inside. And because of that, your faith will grow and you can believe and you'll see miracles happening in your life. You know, when we look at the ministry of Jesus in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that a real big part of his ministry was healing the sick. He spent a lot of time doing that. So how did Jesus heal people? How did he do it? Well, as we look and we see that Jesus placed the emphasis on the people's faith. Because he said things like this. Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. He said, your faith has made you well. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said those things over and over. So how were they healed? How did it happen? These people, they heard what Jesus taught. Or maybe they heard about the miracles that he did. And when they heard that, they believed what they heard. So faith rose up in their hearts and they were healed. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 31. Then he, Jesus, went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. See, Jesus taught in the churches of the day. He went from church to church preaching about the kingdom of God, about the rule and reign of God in their life. He would preach that, and he preached that. But I like the phrase there, his word was with authority. These weren't dead words. These were words that were alive, because when he would speak, there was life in those words. See, when we read Jesus' words, there's life in them that produce results. It says in Luke 4, let's go down to verse 44. And he, Jesus, was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. In the verse chapter 5, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. See, multitudes, what did they come to hear to Jesus for? They came to hear him. They came to hear his word because he preached. And he had words like they've never heard before. Jesus was a powerful teacher and preacher of truth, because truth sets free. And when you're set free from the truth of what Jesus has said, that what does that do? That builds your faith, and miracles happen. It says in Luke 5:15, great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him by their infirmities. It says in Luke 6:17, and Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon who came. Why did they come? To hear and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. They came. Why did the multitudes come? To hear and to be healed. To hear and to be healed. But I wanted to include verse 18 because it says, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Tormented. What does this talk to me? This says people who were tormented in their minds. If you are here tonight and you have been tormented in your mind, an evil spirit, the devil, has been whispering lies, making you believe that you'll never be healed. Your marriage will not survive. Your child is not going to serve God. You're always going to be living in poverty. If you're tormented by thoughts that are evil, that do not line up with the Word of God, Jesus came to heal that. He came to set you free tonight. You can be delivered of those tormenting thoughts in your mind. So how does God heal, and how do we receive it? He heals by sending His Word for us to hear. And as we hear, if we hear it and we believe those words, faith comes, and then comes healing. We have the opportunity when you hear God's Word, you choose whether you're going to believe what it says or not. It's your choice. Hearing is part of healing. It's just part of it. You got to hear. Just like when you got saved, you had to hear the good news about Jesus. You had to hear the good news about the gospel, how that He came to save us before you could be healed. It says in Romans 10:14, how then shall they call on Him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? They have to be saved, you have to first hear, believe it, and then you can receive it and become God's child. It is the same with healing. Divine healing, supernatural healing of your body starts with hearing. Just like salvation begins with hearing the gospel. You know, the Lord said that He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is that not so? He wants everybody to be saved. Well, let me ask you this. Is everybody saved? No. No, they're not. Why? Because they do not believe. They don't choose to believe. Is everybody healed? No. Why? They don't choose to believe. I have a chapter I really like in the Bible. It's in Psalms 103. Psalms 103 is just a wonderful chapter. But I want to just read a couple of verses. Verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All His benefits. You know, when Jesus is your Lord and Savior, there are lots of benefits that go with that. But the most important ones here I read are, verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. That's great news. That's good news. You see, the two are linked together. Forgiveness and healing, they're linked together. Remember the story of the paralytic man? The man who was paralyzed. He had four friends who was carrying, they were bringing him to Jesus on his mat. And they came to the house and they couldn't get in. It was too packed. But they didn't give up. What did they do? They carried their friend up on top of the roof, dug a hole in the roof, and dropped him down in front of Jesus. And what did Jesus say? He says, Your sins are forgiven you. What? He came to be healed. But Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. And of course, the religious people, they thought, oh, who can, they didn't like that. Who can forgive sins but God? But Jesus shows that, that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said, take up your bed and walk. And he did. He took it up and he walked. See, they're linked together. That's good news. Because if you're a Christian, yours and your sins have been forgiven, that means healing belongs to you as well. It's yours. Remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? She had this sickness for years and years. She obviously had heard about Jesus. She heard that he had healed people. And so she believed in her heart, if she could just get through and touch the hem of his garment, she would be well. And so she struggled through that crowd. And she touched the hem of his garment. And she felt within herself that she was well. Oh, she was so excited. And Jesus realized that she had been healed. And what did he say? Did he say, woman, I have decided to bless you today. You are one of the lucky ones. You are healed. No. Did he say, my might and mighty power and glory is coming upon you now? No. What did he say? He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has. You know, that's good news because we can do the same thing. Just like she did. It was her faith that made her whole. It was her faith. Jesus emphasized faith. Why do you need to hear in order to be healed? Because Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. That's how it comes. As you hear the word of God and faith comes, faith will come and you will be healed. Luke 4:4, Jesus answered him saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We live by the word of God. We live by the truths that we find in it. I have a confession I love to make, and it's this. The word of God is a sure thing. I count on it 100% of the time. The word of God, that is where my life is. My faith is in God's word alone. You see, that word is where my life is. Our life is found in the word. There's so much life in there. There's so much blessing in there. God wants to bless us so much if we'll only get into it and see what it has to say. I tell you, when you need divine healing, what we need to be doing is emphasizing the hearing part, and then the healing will come. We need to emphasize hearing it. The healing will come. Supernatural power comes from believing the word. And so if you want that supernatural power, then you've got to hear it. You've got to hear the word. You must hear it. Now, I'm starting a new series tonight. I'm going to start speaking about once a month on healing. And the title of this series is Hear, Believe, and Be Healed. Hear, Believe, and Be Healed. And the actual title for my message tonight, I want to zero in on one little simple truth. The title is God's Word is Medicine. God's Word is Medicine. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst or in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Don't you love that last verse? They are life to those that find them and health or healing to all their flesh. Aren't you glad he said the word flesh? Because flesh is your body. You can't make it into something else. He's talking about these physical bodies. It's health or it's medicine to our flesh. There's healing power in God's words. And God's words are, they are medicine to your flesh. It's not like medicine, it is medicine. Now there's a difference there. It is, you've got to think about the word as being medicine to your flesh. And it's for those that find them. And that, see, what we need to concentrate is focusing on what is our part of the healing process. Our part is verses 20 and 21, that we give attention to God's word. What does it say? And that we keep that in our hearts and before our eyes. That's what we do. And God's part is that then he makes that word become life and health to our bodies, to those that find them. You know, the physical and the spiritual are connected. Because the physical body is a reflection of what is happening on the inside, isn't it? Can you tell when someone is depressed? Because it shows on the outside. When someone's excited, it shows on the outside. What's happening on the inside has an effect on your outside, on your physical body. So I want to challenge you, take your medicine. Put that medicine into your spirit by memorizing the word. Memorize some scriptures. Don't be lazy. Let's memorize some things. Let's memorize some of those scriptures. When you read a scripture along and it really ministers to you about your physical body, write an old 3x5 card and memorize it. Keep it before your eyes. Think about it. Meditate upon it. That's taking your medicine, letting it get down into your spirit. Listen to messages. Take your medicine. Listen to messages on healing. Listen to testimonies of healing. Get that down in your spirit. It'll affect your physical body. Got to tell you, healing power is real. And the word truly is life and health or medicine to all your flesh. We want to put it in, put the word in, and healing will come. And I'm going to have a drink or that cough drop in my purse right now. Excuse me.
You know, that's the way the enemy is sometimes. Last week, she said, okay, I'm going to speak next Wednesday. She got sick that day. She's going to speak on healing. But she's doing really good now. She just has a little cough. So, you ready, Fireball? I'm standing up here holding the purse, so.
He cannot stand to hold my purse in a store. I just don't ever even ask him. Can't believe he held that. It's so funny. You know, that's just like the devil, though. When you're going to be speaking on healing, you finally make a commitment to do it, the sickness comes. But, you know, I went to the doctor, got antibiotics and everything. But the word of God's still true.
Amen.
It's still real. And we never give up. We never, ever, ever give up on the word of God. Oh, this would be absolutely wonderful. I'm sorry you don't get to have a drink. I take a drink from you. But where am I? Oh, this word. Now, take your medicine. I tell you what, you need to take it daily. If you're in a real fight for your health, you need to take it daily. You know, when I went to the doctor and got antibiotics, the bottle it says, yeah, I had to split it. How many times you're supposed to take it? Twice a day. Don't miss a dose. Don't miss a dose. That's what Dr. says. Don't miss a dose. Don't miss it. Now, what would happen if I decided, I just don't want to take it today. Take a couple of days off. I'll just take one. Not in the mood. Don't we do the word of God that day, that way? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to corrupt the microphone. Don't we do the word of God that way? Oh, I'll take a day off. I don't need to read today. We do that, don't we? I mean, I've done it. Don't look at me that way. I mean, I have done that. I'm busy. I don't need that. And it's not going to have the effect you need it to have when you're in a battle for your health. We need to treat the word of God with more respect than that. I remember this verse, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I remember reading that. He sent his word and healed them. And I just think, how does that work? He sent his word. You know, my body hurts, and so I quote a scripture. My body still hurts. Lord, it's not working. Been there? Of course. Because this is how it works. You have to get to where you truly believe what it says. And if you do that, then it will be, over time, it will produce faith and healing will come. So if you have trouble believing, what do? You attend to the word. What does it say in Proverbs 4, verse 20? We attend to the word. Start reading it, thinking about it, meditating, studying about healing. And I tell you, if you'll stick with it over time, healing you will come to a place of faith in believing God's word. And it's okay to say, well, I'm not really sure. Well, then you didn't attend to the word of God. He'll help you to believe. The Holy Spirit will guide you, will be your teacher. He'll lead you and guide you. I tell you what I find is that people don't want to give any time to the word. They don't realize how important it is to keep it before their eyes. They don't want to give the word no place or no time in their lives. What they want to do is they want to come up here, have someone lay hands on them, heal them, and they just want to go all about their life and they don't want to be bothered with having to read the word. Now, that's even a horrible phrase, having to read the word. You don't have to read the word. You get to read the word. Just like you don't have to come to church. We get to come to church. It's the best time of the whole week. It should be. It should be. Let's see, where am I? He sent his word and healed them. I tell you, when you hear the word and it comes alive inside of you, it will heal you, because God's word is medicine. You know, when I have a headache, I'll go to the cabinet and I get my bottle of ibuprofen. Now, bottle of ibuprofen, I may have 100 tablets. And as long as it's in the cabinet, it's not going to do me any good. My headache will remain. So I can get that bottle out and hold it in my hand. Grip it close to my heart. But it's not going to help my headache at all. I've got to open it, put it in my mouth, and swallow it so that it can go down on the inside of me, and over a period of time, my headache will be gone. Just because you have a Bible sitting on your coffee table, that won't heal you. Holding your Bible close. Oh, Lord, I love your word. I love it. That won't heal you. Just knowing a few scriptures of what it says won't do it. You have to get it, open it up, and get it down in your heart so that you truly believe it, and then it can begin to do its work. That word of God in your heart, it will do some mighty things on the inside of you. Now, here's some medicine that you can take down into your spirit and apply it. I said, God's word is medicine. You know, I have some verses in my fight against cancer. I have these verses here. It's probably about 200 verses. That's a lot of verses, isn't it? Now, I don't read them all every day. And I have some special ones that I really like. I underline and do those quite often. But, you see, this is my medicine that I take. That I meditate on. But we need to know, you have to know what it says. So I'm going to give you three key verses. You don't have to know everything. Just one verse that you get down your heart and you really believe can heal you. It's Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. 2 Peter 2:24, who himself stripes you were healed. It says in John chapter 19, Jesus is hanging on the cross. And it comes to the point where he said, all things were now accomplished that the Spirit might be fulfilled. I mean, he knew this within himself, that he had done everything that he was supposed to do. That was in verse 28 of John 19. But in verse 30, this is what Jesus said. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When he said those words, it is finished, that means he paid the price, everything has been done. Now, you need to get that in your spirit. You need to meditate on the fact that by his stripes, I am healed. Because see, as a Christian, healing belongs to you. And when sickness comes against your body, it's a trespass. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Don't allow it to get into your heart. It is not yours. The devil will try to attack you and kill you, but he cannot have you. If you'll stand in faith and believe, no, by his stripes, I am healed. I am healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm sorry. Time is up. Oh, I got plenty of time. I'm sorry. I tell you, when Jesus hung on that cross, he did a complete work. Spirit, soul, and body. See, as you take those scriptures and you meditate on them and you really believe them so that nothing can shake your faith. You need to get it to where nothing can shake you. that you know God has healed you. He did it for you. He paid the price. He did everything that needed to be done in order for you to be healed. We need to let the unchanging, unfailing word of the Most High God to be the solid foundation of what you believe, no matter what. You got to let it get deep in your heart, completely persuaded and convinced and settled in your heart that Jesus is my healer. He said, I am the God who heals you. He is the God who heals me. He heals me. He heals me. Say that with me. He heals me. He heals me. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? He heals me. Just you need to be like Abraham, who 100 years old was fully persuaded that God was going to give him that child, even though nothing in the natural said it could happen. But he was fully persuaded and convinced that what God had promised, he was able to perform. And see, God has promised healing for his children because by his stripes we are healed, and he's fully able to accomplish that in your body. So in conclusion, I want to encourage you tonight. Don't get discouraged if you're not healed instantly or it takes a while. You know, when the Word of God, it seems like it's not working, to me what that means is there's something I'm just not understanding yet, because it does not mean that the Word of God is at fault in any way. The Word of God can never fail. So if I don't understand that, there's something I'm not understanding. It's not going that way. We don't have to understand. What we need to do is learn to trust God. We need to learn to trust him. You know, we don't know everything. You don't know everything, but God does. He knows everything about the past, everything about the present, and everything about the future. You know, actually, we don't know hardly anything. We know very, very little. And we change our minds, what we want, what we need, but God doesn't change. He's always the same. So, who are you to judge God? Who are you to judge God? This past Sunday in the praise and worship, it came to me so strong. Just, I was like, whoa. And this came to me, who are you to judge God? And we do that. We judge him and we say, this doesn't work. Why, God? Why haven't you healed me yet? That's judging God as unjust and unfair. Who are you to judge God? I don't know why God chooses to move in a certain way. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 27, it's the story of the Apostle Paul. Remember that story, Apostle, in 27, Paul is on a ship, and the ship has encountered a terrible, terrible storm, and it's lasted for days, and they have given up hope. There's about 150 on the ship or more, something around there. Anyway, it's a terrible storm. They've given up all hope to be saved. They just know we're all going to die. No hope. But in the middle of this, an angel appears to Apostle Paul, and he told him, Paul, you have to go to Rome. He says, I'm going to spare your life, and I'm going to give you the life of everyone else on board, but the ship will be lost. And so just like the angel said, the ship was torn apart, but everybody was able to swim to the shore. Everybody was saved. Great miracle. But I've always thought, well, why didn't he just calm the storm? And let him just glide into the harbor. Why not? I mean, he's done it before. It's not hard. I don't know, but, you know, God is God, and we don't question him and what he does. Who are you to judge God? You know, the full manifestation of my healing did not come all at once, but the Word continues to do its work. You know, as I went through chemotherapy, I didn't want to do that. Oh, I did not want to do that. And it was hard. You know, there were days that, when I had to go, I just wanted to cry so bad. Every time I go, I don't want to go. And through the process, all the weeks, I finally got to where, you know, the Lord did a work in my heart and where I could go, and I changed and I would go. I thought, you know, I'm going to go and be a blessing to other people. And as I changed my way of thinking, it got to where, you know, it was okay. I wasn't depressed and I didn't want to cry. You know, I wasn't where I wanted to cry when I left to go to chemotherapy. You know, that, you know, I don't, and God gave me the opportunity to minister to different ones in that room. And I'm thankful for the opportunity that I got to do that. I don't understand, but, you know, God got me through it. And my doctor says I did better than most. I did okay, you know. There was hard times, but, you know, God got me through it. Did he not? He did. And then there was the surgery, you know, and it was a very high-risk surgery. I've had very high probability that I was going to lose part of the use of this arm. It wouldn't be the same afterwards because of where it was located under my arm. But you know, so I came through surgery. Yeah, I can move it. No, I'm strong. You know, that I'm okay, you know. So I was so thankful. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, but that hurt. You know, it's a painful thing to have to go through. But, you know, everything's okay. And then next week I start radiation treatments. And it's going to be for 6 weeks. I go every day for 6 weeks for radiation. But, you know, when I went to go see the doctor, and then this has been the pattern. You know, you go see a doctor and they say, okay, this is going to, this and this is all negative, blah, 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 blah. And then I would leave and I'd have this heaviness, you know, on me. But I went to the radiologist and told me all the same things. Okay, you got to do this and blah, 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 this negative, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I left there. I was just so light. I was just happy and it was just like, woo. And I was okay. You know, and I knew all this. I know all the negative stuff, but, you know, it was so different. But I have a peace. Amen. I have a peace. Now, is healing coming the way I want it to? No, it is not. But who am I to judge God? You know what's important? The final result. So I challenge you, don't give up on your miracle just because it's not happening the way you want. We have to stick with the Word of God. And when you don't understand, say, God, I don't understand, but I trust you. You're a perfect God. You are a loving God. You love me. You care for me. And if I'm blowing it, you'll show me. I'm just, Lord, just take me step at a time. It's just what He's been doing with me. You know, our view is so limited. God is always doing more than we know. He considers everything. We tend to only think about ourselves, but He's thinking about everybody. He's thinking about everything. So here's my challenge, and this is, I'm going to be done. It's one sentence. Here's my challenge to you tonight. Take the medicine of God's Word by faith, allow it to heal you from the inside out. Can you do that? We can do that. Amen.